Jim Taylor back on the RFD radio network. You have to be in the livestock barns if you celebrate Ag Day on Illinois at the Illinois State Fair. Sheridan Hank is a livestock exhibitor. And before we talk about kind of her success at the 2022 Illinois State Fair, this is a college kid. So you're trying to figure out schedule, right? So Sheridan Hank, tell us your schedule, how this is going to work. You show livestock, and you got to worry about enrolling to college, too.
Yeah, it's been the summer's flown by per usual. It's absolutely crazy. And I've been at State Fair about a week now, and I'll get home tonight and then pack up everything in the morning and head to college. I'll be a junior at Iowa State Ames.
So you have the Governor's Sale of Champions. We're talking on Ag Day, the Tuesday of the State Fair. So you say you turn around and leave Wednesday morning for Iowa State and Ames?
Yep.
Man, how do you even piece that together?
Everything hasn't really set in yet. I'm sure it won't for a couple of weeks after I get to school and get everything settled down. And it's been absolutely crazy. And I wasn't even expecting to stay this long at the State Fair. I was expecting to go home Sunday and have a couple more days to get ready to go to college. But I'm very grateful that I got to stay here for the sale tonight and everything. So
just tell us about your success at 2022 Illinois State Fair. You know you're having a week when you're in the Hall of Champions, right?
Yeah, so it first started Thursday night. I was fourth overall mark at U and the ICLAU show, which was absolutely incredible. And I couldn't believe that happened. And then I come into Saturday, had Champion Natural, got to exhibit in the Coliseum and the market drive that night. And I was reserve champion market lamb. And I'm just incredible, grateful for everything that's happened the past couple of days. It's been an awesome state fair.
So tell us about your excitement heading to the Governor's Sale of Champions Tuesday night. I mean, that's the marquee event on Ag Day.
Yeah, it'll be an incredible experience. I'm very grateful for that it gets to happen. And, yeah, just unforgettable experience that I guess I don't even know what to expect. I've never been there before, so it'll be really neat.
Awesome. So here's a kid that grew up in Western Illinois, Mercer County High School grad, which is in Aledo, FFA president in your high school days, went to Lakeland, and now going to Iowa State. Speak to your ag education. You got to be proud about your roots here, and I know your dad was involved in FFA in the Aledo area, your two older brothers, which I think is a pretty cool story. So you got a young nephew here. He's going to be involved, and he's showing. And well, what about kind of the family tradition?
Yeah, there's no better way to grow up than in 4-H and FFA, and it's an incredible way to grow up for the hard work and dedication, the friendships, the connections. It's just a whole separate world that I wish every kid got to experience because it's that incredible. I hope our family always stays true with the 4-H and FFA, and there's no better way to grow up.
So tell us about your experience at Lakeland. You know, I've been talking to a lot of higher education people here this week, and there are a lot of proud ag schools, I think, in this state at the community college level and then, you know, at the university level as well. What about your experience at Lakeland?
Lakeland was the best 2 years of my life. Illinois is really blessed to have so many good ag junior colleges. My time at Lakeland was awesome on the judging team, the teachers, the professors, everything was awesome there. I made great connections. And actually, I have now one of my best friends there. I'll be rooming with her at Iowa State. So just the relationships that just continue to grow as you move from school to school is incredible.
So I was thinking about it. So you'll be at the Governor's Sale of Champions on Tuesday night. All right. So what are you, 19, 20, 21, whatever you are, you know, 2 years through college. So do you think ever about the first time you took that animal in the show ring and you said, man, I don't know what I'm doing or what's going to happen here? Are you reflective, and do you have any of those memories where you can contrast to what's going on now today to being at such a high level?
Oh, yeah, and I've only been showing sheep the past 3 years, so I grew up showing cattle, and even then it's like, wow, those kids, that's so cool they get to do that. I'll never be able to do that, but it can happen. So all the kids out there who are just now starting showing, don't limit your dreams because it can happen.
Do you remember the first time you were, like, in a show ring at maybe like 7 or 8 or something?
First time I was able to show here, I was 9 years old, probably showed a really, really, really bad shorthorn heifer. So it's came a long ways now to exhibiting in the Governor's Sale tonight. So
tell me about the vibe here in the Livestock Barn Hall of Champions, and not just this, but when you're at a county fair barn, you know, at the local level. Speak to it. I mean,
I think it's really cool right now because the main thing that we're trying to do right now is advocate to the public. All these people coming through here, they have no idea what's going on. So, like, teach them. Don't make sure they're not afraid to ask questions and just really promote ag, because they need to be aware that ag fuels our country. So I think it's really interesting to see everyone, and some of their questions may be crazy, but you need to educate them and make them aware of what's going on.
Right, so going to Iowa State, so what are you planning on doing out of college?
I'm majoring in ag and rural policy, and I had an internship this summer at Eric Long's law office in Aledo, and also minoring in international ag, with hopes of going to law school, and kind of be an ag lawyer and do a lot of estate planning and real estate stuff and wills. That's the plan right now, but definitely kind of connecting ag and business together.
All right, so just sum up, you know, the county fair scene. Why is it so important? Why should it be sustained? And why should local people get out and support local county fair?
County fair, everyone starts there. Everyone should ever be ashamed of going to the county fair, because everyone starts there. And it starts small, and you have to grow big from there. But I think now we have that Western Illinois Throwdown, which I think is a great tool, because it's trying to keep county fairs fueled up and keep them growing and keep people coming there and exhibiting there. So I think that's a great attribute that we have added now in Western Illinois. But everyone needs to start there through the open show. My nephew, he started showing there when he was 4 years old. He won't be able to show at State Fair till he's 9, but that county fair, if that wasn't for that, he would not be able to show that young and grow that interest and that pique that interest and everything. So I think the county fair is absolutely important to everything.
Governor, Sale of Champions, to move-in day at Iowa State. Have a good rest of the state fair. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good to see Sheridan Hank in the livestock barn, the Hall of Champions, joining us on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jim Taylor.